Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on General Hospital.
Wait, no. That's not right.
Sorry, I got confused. Can we go again? Because literally everyone is at the same hospital right now. What is going on? You know, let's start with Raul. While he was recovering from a head injury, he discovered that I, Nacho, his father, was in bed next to him, recovering from also a head injury. But our reunion wasn't sweet, given that I have amnesia and don't remember who I am.
What did I just say?
In a stunning turn of events, Esteban has asked Estrella to help him rescue Gabby, who also happens to be at the same hospital. Seriously, what's up with this hospital? Aren't there any other hospitals in Miami? Now these two former enemies are gearing up for a big rescue mission.
Ugh. Ow, ow, can you scoot over? Ugh, I never thought I'd be getting naked in a broom closet with you.
I promise you, this is not my idea of a good time either. And believe me, I know from closets.
Can you close your eyes? Matter of fact, just face the wall.
I am gay. I am not trying to look at your whatever, okay? Now, let's go over the plan without getting into the details of why Gabby is here.
You put her here?
Yes, okay, I did. But without getting into that, basically, she is being detained in a high security wing of the hospital for the mentally unstable.
So you put her in the loony bin?
Yes, and they won't let anyone in who isn't cleared by security.
Okay, so what's the plan?
Well, that's where the maid outfit comes in. I know you were always complaining that whenever you were in your maid outfit, everyone treated you like you were invisible. So, I figured that might work here.
That's your genius plan? You think I could just waltz in there in a maid outfit and no one would notice?
Do you have a better idea?
No, I don't have a better idea.
Maid outfit it is. Look, if you get in trouble, just say, ugh, I've got a case of the Mondays. People really hate that.
Case of the Mondays? What am I, fucking Garfield? You know what? Whatever. Once I'm in there, how am I supposed to get her out?
I will be waiting downstairs with the car running. If you can make it to the elevators, I will get you both out of here safely. If you can make it to a window... No, that's not a good idea. Yes, just stick with the elevators.
This has to be a trap because this is the dumbest plan I've ever heard. If this goes south, I swear on Nacho's grave, I will personally take your balls, tie them together, and beat them with my foot. Okay? I don't care if you are the mate.
Funny story about Nacho's grave. Never mind, there's no time. Okay, nurse shift change is happening for the next 5 minutes. This is your best shot.
Wait, you're not coming?
No, I'll be too suspicious. I am the mayor, and there's someone I need to see.
Oh, sure. I'll just go into the scary high security crazy people ward up by myself. Great plan, Esteban.
It's the best I've got, okay? Take this trash can, and this thing with the broom, and this bucket, and put water in it, don't forget. And Estrella.
Yes?
I'm sorry. For all of it. I know it doesn't change what I've done, but I really am sorry. That's all I get.
I'm sorry, Stella, for all of it. I know it doesn't change what with your lying, cheating, closeted ass. Okay, you know what? Stella, focus, okay? Don't be suspicious. Oh, hey, girl!
Hi.
Oh, my God, did you make the potato salad for the potluck? That was so good. Hey, three balls.
Sure.
Just on my grind, you know how I do. There's no way this is going to work. This is insane. How the hell am I going to get past these doors? Maybe I'll bust them open with my titties. Oh, shit, someone's coming. Oh, no.
Can I help you?
Me? I just can't find my... Let me look under my pinky toe. Sometimes I get funny and I just put my key card places. Nope, not there. I can't find it.
Are you new here?
Nope. I've been working here. But I just got transferred from the maternity ward, you know, with the babies. You can't imagine how many spills were on that floor, okay? It's like a slip and slide. I'm just constantly mopping.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Me? My name? Oh, Lord, I forgot my own name. It's just when I'm in the presence of such distinguished gentlemen, I just forget things, you know? Just a case of the Mondays, I guess. Right? Okay.
Here. I'll swipe you in.
Thank you, Doctor.
Barner.
Dr. Barner.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm late for a wedding.
Whew. I can't believe that worked. Okay, Gabby, where are you? Kilton. Barba, no. Crowder, this is terrible last name. No, where are you? Cabrera, oh my God, this is really happening. Okay, girl, calm down. Okay, deep breath. Well, I could really work at a maternity ward. This is what's a pretty. Here we go.
Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello?
I don't need my room cleaned, so just leave me alone.
Gabby.
You must be... I don't know where you get off, but you must be new, so let me make things clear. I don't need my room cleaned. And I bit a finger off the last guy who tried to trick me Whoa. Into taking medication, so back off. Also, that maid outfit looks ridiculous. Take your ass back to Party City, where you belong.
Gabby, don't you recognize me? Look, it's Doris. I'm here to take you home.
Wait, what? Oh my God. No, wait, really?
Yes.
Doris?
Hmm?
Is it really you?
Yes.
Oh my, no, this is a trick. They drugged me again. Help! Help!
Shh! Gabby, shut up. Shut up, you're not drugged. It's really me.
No. Wait. I'm saying things again.
Gabby, look at me. It's me. It's Doris. See? Yeah.
Oh, my God, Doris. Oh, is it you?
Yes.
Really you?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, you look exactly the same.
Well, you know, my vision got bad. I got glasses now, but,
oh,
you
my,
know.
I love the glasses. It's like you rebranded, but it's mm-hmm. still you. I love this. Oh, I'm just so glad to see you. Oh, how long has it been since we saw each other?
6 years.
Oh, wow, 6 years. Jesus Christ. Oh, man, it's so good to see you. Thinking about you, it's all that's kept me going in here. But wait, you shouldn't have come here. They're never going to let me leave here. Not after what I've seen.
Gabby, what did you see?
Yeah, that's what we're all dying to know, Gabby. What did you see? No, wait. Don't transition. Wait, come on. No, I need to know what she saw. Oh, damn it.
Yep, door's open.
Where's Raul?
Well, he went down to the cafeteria with his friend, Gons. Yeah, some gangster-looking guy took my damn pinky toes.
Oh, are you hungry? Should I get you something?
Nah, it's okay. I appreciate that. And I asked the kid to bring me back some popcorn shrimp.
You don't like shrimp?
I think I know what I like. Man, I like popcorn shrimp.
Right. Yes, the amnesia. You must have all new tastes, I guess. Don't worry. I'm sure you'll be back to normal soon.
I hate to break it to you, pal, but I'm not so sure. Doctor says a hit to my noggin was pretty bad. Might have messed up my memory for good. And so you might be stuck with that. Stuck with me like this.
Well, I guess we'll just have to get to know each other all over.
I'm sorry. I know that must be disappointing. You were pretty excited to find me. Well, with all the hand kissing and such, appreciate it. I guess we used to be pretty close.
You could say that.
So I'm assuming you and I were...
You know. It was complicated. We were just friends for a long time. Best friends. Then we started working together, and then it was more. And we had so much fun. We had all these inside jokes, and you could always make me feel like I could do anything. And
well, that doesn't sound so complicated.
I was married. And our kids were dating, and I was an idiot. I couldn't see how much you meant to me. I was so worried about what people would say. I just thought you would always be there. There are a lot of things I wish I had said back then.
That sounds intense.
Seems like you're a man of few words now.
It is not much of a talker, that's true. You could try...
What?
To say stuff you wished you said. I know it's not the same.
It's so weird than talking to you like you're a stranger.
I know.
No one in the world knows me better than you. You knew me better. And now you don't know me at all. How can you be lonely sitting next to the love of your life?
I know what it's like to be lonely. I've been in this hospital for 6 weeks, not knowing my own name, no one to talk to, not one visitor. It's not easy for me either. You're talking about me, you're talking about my life. But you might as well be reading me a book, singing me a song. How about this? I can't promise you we'll ever be as close as we used to be. I'm not gonna lie. But I could use a friend, someone to talk to. I don't have much to add to the conversation, seeing as how I got no memories to share, but I'm a good listener. And I've been watching Ted Lasso, which kind of explains this accent. And I wouldn't mind you being honest with me. I promise I won't judge.
I would like that. Nacho, I've missed you so much.
Well,
oh, I'm sorry, I should have asked if I could hug you.
Okay, you're very friendly.
Hi.
No, it's okay. Sounds like we've done more than hug in the past. So, what's the big secret? The thing you were talking about with the kid. The one you're trying to make up for now.
It's kind of a long story.
Well, I could use one of those. I don't have any of my own.
Well, it all starts with one person. A woman. She is the reason I am in this whole mess. Her name is Victoria Barner. And she is El Diablo. The goddamned devil.
Oh, yeah! Ya tu sabe! We're finally getting the story! No. No, 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 wait, wait, no! Not the credits music! Ay, por favor, dame un momentico! No, look, I need the story! Oh, man.
Princess of South Beach Season 2 was produced by Sonoro in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Network. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero with help from Manisa Hendricks. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Jasmine Romero. Executive produced by Conal Byrne and Giselle Vances for iHeart and Camila Victoriano and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Danny Pino, Exmayo, Raúl Esparza, Brent Harvey, and Pearl Shin. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording, engineering, and sound design by Edwin Irigoyen and Juan Diaz with help from Cassandra Tinajero and Andres Baena. Casting and coordination by Querenza Chaires, Ansley Martinez, Alex Gonzalez, and Andres Chaires. Theme song and original music by Rodrigo García Robles. Theme song performed by Yafet Samayoa and Carol Velasco. Voices recorded at the Invisible Studios in Los Angeles, the Relic Room in New York, and the Hallowed Halls in Portland. With engineering by Charles Carroll, David Wilson, Neil Wagensen, Sam Baer, Brett Tubin, and Justin Phelps. With special thanks to Jeronimo Avila.
Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.